Pieta Brown is going to sing for us today live on stage at World Cafe Live with her new album's producer, guitarist Bo Ramsey, helping out. Pieta is the daughter of singer-songwriter Greg Brown from Iowa. Her new album is called In the Cool. She recorded the album in Memphis, where the great Texas guitarist and brother of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan, was also recorded. In fact, turns out his name makes it into one of her songs. I asked Pieta why she chose Memphis for making the new album.
I really love Memphis and just really drawn to it. Seems like such a kind of a visual for so many things that are going on in the world these days. So I kind of had Memphis in my mind anyways, and Jimmy Vaughan's made records in there, and there's kind of no vibe there. It's just a great recording space, and I really love that about it.
And Jimmy Vaughan even gets name-checked in one of your songs, too. So.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had those songs together, and when I walked in there, I knew that that was going to work.
Bo, maybe you can, seeing as you're the one about, I'm just curious in exploring this Jimmy Vaughan thing, because people may not know that he's of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother. They may know that, but they may not know that he was the founding member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds. What attracts you to his playing?
He's very economical, and there's a lot of tension in his playing, and I think he is careful of what notes he chooses. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, I think he has a distinct voice.
I'll throw something in there, too. I think just as a songwriter, too, he's just writing great blues songs. He really is a great songwriter.
Which is not easy to do.
So that's why I got into him after I started hearing the records. And then just from a producer standpoint, his records just sound great.
Well, those words you used, economical and with a lot of tension, would certainly apply to the work that Pieta, you and Bo do together, and on this new album, In the Cool, as well. And I'd be interested in who else, Pieta, you might put in as people who influenced you, just kind of in the artistic end of what you do. People assume if you are someone's child who is an artist, that your parents have influence. But it seems to me, I mean, your dad being Greg Brown, the songwriter, that your influences are different in some ways than his.
Yeah, I think they are probably. You know, I certainly, because of him, I grew up just listening to a lot of kind of rural and traditional folk music and country music, and then a lot of that old country blues. I don't know if I would have heard that if I didn't grow up just having those records on when I was a little girl, but that sound, especially that country blues, and then which turned into just a whole love of all kinds of blues, really got a hold of me when I was really young. So by the time I was 15 or 16, I was just kind of a Muddy Waters fanatic. And all that music just really informed my music sensibilities.
You do love space in your singing, and I love the way that works out. I'm also curious about the places you lived. I know Iowa was part of it, but you spent a lot of your childhood with your mom, and she moved, I forget where, down south?
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that, of course, too, just played a... That was sort of my informative years. And the South really, really left its mark on me, for sure. It definitely still feels like one of my homes. And, all those things are really subtle, of course, but I heard a lot of soul music on the radio in Birmingham in the 80s, and I think all that stuff just sort of played into my sense of music. And I spent a lot of time alone playing piano, too, so I think that helped with that whole space thing.
What did your mom do?
She was going to medical school and doing her residency. So she worked about 100 hours a week.
Yeah, that's why you had a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
Now, I'm also curious about, Pieta, you and Bo and your musical relationship. You've been actually, working together, being together for a while. And how has that changed? And I bring that up because I was reading somewhere that, Pieta, you're actually producing Bo's new album. And so it's kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, I was a co-producer on that record. I think, you know, when I first sent Bo a tape on the before I made the first record, I was just trying to, you know, since he started working with my dad, as I got to know that music more, as I was a late teenager in my very early 20s, I just became a big fan of Bo's sound, that whole space thing. So when I sent him the first tape of my first songs before I made the first record, I just respected his opinion and wanted to get somebody's take on it. And so then he responded and wanted to make that first record with me. So, of course, I had no idea, and I don't think he did either, that when we went in the studio that we would connect so well or work so well together. And we do just have a lot of musical chemistry, and yeah, it's just and it's just growing, and I'm growing as a guitar player and a musician, so it's really evened out in that way a lot too.
When did you kind of start taking it seriously that it was something you would do? Did you ever kind of resist it just because it was in the family?
Oh, I definitely resisted it. Yeah, I grew up in a, you know, broken home, and there was a lot of sides of it that weren't very appealing to me. I was in my early 20s. I was playing piano a lot and writing a lot of poetry. And when I was about 24, 25, all of a sudden I started thinking, okay, what am I going to do with this stuff? And it had always been a very private part of me. And I got this guitar. My dad, one day, he showed me this guitar. And once he showed me that guitar, it was a 1930s Maybell guitar. And I shut myself away in a room for a few months. And really, once I made the connection with that guitar, I kind of knew that that's what I was going to be doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, we should go to the stage and let folks hear what the new songs sound like. And particularly, you talk about the musical chemistry between the two of you, Bo Ramsey and Pieta Brown, and it's just wonderful to hear. So that's coming up, and Pieta, thanks a lot, and we'll join you on stage.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks, David.
Jumping under his arm, it was a quarter four in the morning. In the morning, oh, cracks in the sidewalk, cracks in the wall. He was walking down the street away from it all. And the lamplight was broken out, but the bulb still flickered as the birds flew around. In the morning, still covered in dew with words written in the night. I died for you in the morning. The woman on the corner, she didn't wear a watch. She was just waiting for a stranger to strike a match. down in the distance from a ship on the water, just a few blocks more. Nothing else would matter. Hat pulled down and his collar pulled back, chains in his head, just looking for the tracks in the morning.
Sing a song I wrote for my mom. Soldiers, faded cotton,
small embroidered flowers with stains down by the knees. This old dress worn on the veranda beside the branches moving gently with the breeze. This old dress my mama gave to me. This old dress of many lifetimes, made by restless hands and an old Singer machine. This old dress her mama told her to wash it long so that color wouldn't bleed. This old dress my mama gave to me. This old dress hid the maker. This old dress hid the seeker. Guarded in her dreams. This old dress my mama gave to me. This old dress with pearly buttons and darkness ironed into the creases on the sleeves. This old dress now from a pattern and one and only made just to please. This old dress my mom gave to me.
This old dress, live on stage with Pieta Brown. Our thanks to Pieta and to Bo Ramsey for joining us. That new album is called In the Cool, and if you're looking for it, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is at our new website at worldcafe.npr.org.